in Oakland. They moved to San Francisco. They lost the Raiders, obviously, and now the Sacramento / Las Vegas A's have left. And hopefully they blow up that dump. I hope they set that place on fire.
The fans might do that today, bro.
I'm telling you, man. These people
are
pissed.
Starting today.
I mean, do you think, I wonder what the players were thinking when they walked out there today and said, good God almighty, what the hell? We ain't played in front of this
big God.
Because they ain't played home or road. Ain't nobody checking out to go get the A's game when they come home. So they are really sending this thing out. 46,000 plus, almost 47,000 fans today, and now they're just throwing stuff and running on the field. I'll be honest with you. I want to keep checking. I hope somebody got tased. I think that would. I'm just sorry. A tase is never not funny.
Not lethal.
I mean, maybe Rodney King, but tases outside of like that kind of stuff. But a tase, a run on the field, if we just saw like multiple people and they had the string and they shook down and they went, like, that's just hilarious.
Amen.
That ain't nothing. Someone getting tased is never not funny. Except for Rodney King.
You're in Oakland, man. There ain't no tell. They might mistake the gun for a taser, man. You got to be careful.
They switch it up. All right, sorry.
What a crazy scene over there, dude.
Oh, man. It's happening. All right, Hero, you even got to hit it, man. Thursday night football tonight. Cowboys in a must-win game. Clint, if they lose to the Giants, like I think Jerry's crazy enough to fire somebody or to make a move or to do something. I think Jerry is that nuts. But if they lose it, they might fall apart because I think players are fed up with Michael Parsons. I think players are fed up with each other. CeeDee Lamb's rolling his eyes, had the audacity to roll his eyes at Dak when he's fumbling the ball.
Hey, man,
they are fragile.
Like I said earlier, I think it's all ran its course, man. I say that in a sense of like it all gets old after a while, right? And then you have all of the in-the-moment issues that you're talking about with Michael Parsons, whatever he said, I think, recently with calling out the defense, pointing fingers at the defense specifically. That's not going over well. It's getting played up in the media right now. So, yeah, I think, like I said, in Dallas, the wheels are going to come off. I don't think it happens this week.
I don't think it does either. I think they bust Daniel Jones, Danny Jones.
Bro, whatever. You are correct. If the Cowboys lose this week and fall to 1-3, which would put them behind the Giants, that awful team that we saw, yeah, that's going to drive Jerry to do something crazy.
They did beat Deshaun Watson and the Browns last week in Cleveland, so we'll see what happens there. But, no, they better not lose this game. We may see Oakland happen in Dallas. We may start seeing some people start running on the field and throwing stuff out there. As I said, it is when I say must win, like their next three opponents at Pittsburgh, who's 3-0 and leading their division. Then they play at home against the Lions, and I'm telling you, the Lions want that game back after the way it ended last year.
Weak ass Cowboys
at home, and then they got to go to the 49ers after that. Those are their next three opponents. They have to win this game, no doubt about it. All right, coming up.
I just need catches. I just need Malik Nabers catches tonight. That's
hey,
all.
Are you going to actually put, have you actually put money
yeah,
on
I'm going to put money. Y'all made me figure
Let's
it out. So I want to put money on it. Tyler, I want $100 on it.
On what? The spread?
No, Malik Nabers over 6.5 catches.